Good afternoon, listeners. Welcome to Let's Talk Healing. I'm your host, Anna. We have had a couple of weeks off the air and we are back. And today we are talking about interference. We spoke in our last discussion, before we had a bit of a break, about interference with healing. And we're going to resume that topic again this week and dive deeper. Before I dive into too much more, I would just like to thank you all, our listeners, for your time and your support following this program, tuning in every week to listen to what we are discussing here, which is always on healing. And I'd like to also thank our sponsors and especially Don, who's our producer, who is finally back up and running so we can be back up and running. So we have two guests with us today that we always have. We have the beautiful Carol and the beautiful Saber. They will be joining in. However, as always, this program is dedicated to Atana. He is an incredible and inspirational healer. You've just been listening to some of his music and you'll continue to hear it throughout the broadcast. Atana is just so many things. He's not only a healer, he's an author, a musician. He is an international teacher and he has got social media channels galore. So the easiest way to find him is just to Google him, or you can go onto his website, atanamethod.com. So hello, Atana. Hello, Atana. Are you there?
Yes. Thank you for having me, wonderful being. I'm so happy you introduced me as the multi-talent gypsy that I am. I should probably add to it, I'm also like a shop owner, and oh my God, what are we not, you know? So thank you. Thank you so much for you being back, Dawn being back, and we all being back on track with our transformational healing radio and Let's Talk Healing. I'm so happy to be back and supporting through the radio waves, the whole planet and everybody who lives here.
Yes, and I've really missed everybody as well. So we're going to have a great show today, and we're really diving into this topic of interference. So, Atana, we left off the last program. We were actually discussing the same topic. And just to help refresh our listeners' memories, or for people that weren't tuned into that last session, can you just describe, please, what interference is?
Yeah, interference is basically considered anything that's in the way of us realizing our plans of literally any goal. Let's say if it's like in the achievable realm, and we have a task on our calendar, like let's say get from point A to point B, and anything that's interfering with that process is considered an interference. Now, of course, life happens, and in life, life's journey is one of the most powerful journeys one can take. So, but we are also on a healing journey. And when you think about a daily life and things that we have to complete on a daily basis, we all have all kinds of interference. Just think about the electromagnetic interference that we're experiencing sometimes. Or just think about a Wi-Fi signal that has interference, or a TV channel, or a radio channel that has interference. We recognize it by distortion. And distortion is really what's happening when we get interfered with. We all of a sudden think that what we thought was reality or was light is not light anymore. And all of a sudden we think what's not clear becomes something, alternatively to put out there and to put it in perspective, in a new perspective. What sometimes is good, but think about it this way. Let's say you're walking towards a specific direction, and the magnetic output with your compass, you have a compass. Now, nowadays, we all have a GPS system. We go into that direction of our goal. And interference, even magnetic interference, can interfere with the compass. All of a sudden, the compass is not showing us the right direction. And when that happens, a lot of our life's purpose can be affected. And so that's the kind of interference we're working with. And then there is, of course, spirit dimensionalities, there's entities, there is projectional interferences. There's all kinds of levels of interferences. But I want to really just make it as simple as hey, interference with something that's really interfering with your goal of living a healthy life. That's an interference.
So I'm just going to sum that back up again just so I make sure that I understand we have it right. So basically, we have a goal in life or something that we want to achieve. Let's just say it's fulfilling our purpose in life or even understanding what that purpose is. Interference stops us from being able to achieve that. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm not just thinking about the regular, so to speak, expression of life, but really purpose. When you have a purpose in life and you realize that this is your purpose, you do feel a calling. For example, if you're healing yourself, if you're healing your planet, if you're healing your family, if you're healing yourself, that's a big purpose. If you have like a mission of healing, then of course you have a realized purpose.
Okay, and so this, what we're going to talk about today is the things that get into the way of helping people get there. And that's really interesting because I'm sure we've all had this experience. I know I have it regularly. You know, I get frustrated that I can't reach a goal or, you know, I'm very planned and organized about where I want to get to, and quite often I get derailed and I end up somewhere else that I have no idea how I even got there. So we'll have a bit of a chat about this further today. So Atana, how do you work with somebody? Let's have an example. So somebody comes to you, they really want to find a loving relationship, but for whatever reason, every time they enter one, it just doesn't seem to work out. Let's talk about that.
Yes. All right, let's talk about healing. So when somebody comes to me, of course, it depends on when you go into the relationship patterns. First of all, what is our relationship with ourselves, right? How is that playing itself out? How is our relationship with the universe? How is our relationship with God and even with family? How is our relationship? How have our relationships being in the past, and that's also a big focus to have. Like, how did that played out? What is the pattern? What is the repetitive pattern? We're trying to find constants here. What is the regular experience, and what's happening? And you know, if somebody, for example, has many traumatic experiences, they might either attract similar experiences over and over.
Oh. Hello. I just lost you there for a minute.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you again now, but I just lost you there for 1 minute. So could you just repeat that again? We missed a bit of it.
I had such a great conversation with myself.
There was some interference at the crucial moment.
I had such a great...
I'm just having a bit of a chuckle because there seems to be a lot of interference going on at the moment from every direction in my life. I'm finding this quite amusing. Go again, Atana.
Yeah, so just think about it. When somebody comes to me, then, of course, we want to find out what are the constants. What is the repeating patterns? What is identifiable in the past? What's the regular pattern that's repeating itself? And is somebody currently in a relationship or want to be in a relationship, or are they fed up with relationships because they were so traumatic? You know, and then there's many tools to work with it. First, I would really see where that person is with the relationship energy. Because everybody has a certain amount of relationship energy in them, or relatable relationship energy to the universe, with God, with the environment, with their family. And I would see how that's going, because ultimately we want to find out what is the regular pattern and experience so far, and in what direction do you want to live that relationship. You know, for some people live traumatic relationships, and it does fulfill something. It does create a repeated experience pattern that's very important.
Living in bad relationships, that's really important for some people to live.
Yeah, because they're learning something from there. They're repeating, they're working something out. And it's not just by working something out, but realizing what is being worked out. And once you realize, oh, this is a repetitive pattern, then that's really when you can change it in the relationship. Because when you have patterns that are repeating themselves, you can find them, you can analyze them, and you can start changing it as far as possible in the relationship if the other partner is open to it.
You've got such an amazing insight into things. I could talk to you all day, Atana. You're just so, so special. So then when you find these gems within people, yeah, you're using the Atana method with them to then help clear up this interference.
Yes, we have a multitude of tools and systems that we can utilize. For example, the Sacred Inner Dialogue. That's an amazing book that can help you already work to a lot of different traumatic trauma or even patterns that are limiting. Sacred Inner Dialogue in itself is a very powerful system. And then, of course, we have the Atana method that works more with the energy. So it covers really all the areas, because energetically you want to change your blueprint so that you can have different experiences. It's like you walking to the same labyrinth over and over and over. If you don't change the blueprint and then eventually the labyrinth, you're still going to the same labyrinth.
Right.
You know, or building. And so what we're doing with the Atana method is we're going into the core, seeing what is the blueprint look like, and then supporting the person to make different choices, to create a new narrative, to create a better way of expressing themselves in that relationship arena.
Mm. So when interference happens, is it just the blueprint that interferes or something? Like, what can you give me some other examples of interferences?
Yes. So for example, think about interferences in relationships. Mm-hmm. There's a happy relationship. All of a sudden, there's stress mm-hmm. that's affecting the relationship. Let's say financial stress. And so that stress now has an effect on the relationship. If mm-hmm. it's not being dealt with and being understood that this is just an opportunity to drive the trust deeper and to drive the relationship deeper and be more in the power of trust and, of course, creative force where we create more prosperity. To find a solution for that. But usually people get in that stressful situation where they're just at each other's throats. And instead of like dealing with the stress accordingly, consider this stress, even if it's a financial stress, is an interference on this healthy relationship. Now, we can say now maybe the relationship was doomed to crumble anyway, but at the same time, we still want to be able to deal with stress in a healthy way. Stress is a big interference at this time on the planet. People are stressed with all kinds of things. They're being stressed being in traffic. They're being stressed with tasks that they have to fulfill or even slack that they have to pick up from the partner where the partner doesn't step up. And that's a lot of interference in a healthy relationship where maybe if everything would be running perfect, that would not be even an issue. What maybe is important that it's an issue so it can be taken care of. And since, think about it, the financial crisis in 2007 or 2008 here in the United States was very extremely hard to feel, where people lost their savings, their life savings, and all kinds of things happened. And when people already said, you know what, I was like, it was holding together kind of okay, but now that this crisis happened, and there's no money at risk anyway, what is it that I need to do to be happy? Because it's not for the money, so what am I going to do to keep myself happy in this relationship? Because at the end of the day, it's about our sanity, about our happiness, about our health and well-being. And how can I achieve that? without that I compromise myself. And that's really the liberating effect when you don't have to, when there is not really too much money to worry about because everything is kind of like leveled and you have to create a new way of life. That's the beauty of it. But it's also an interference. If you experience that, it's like you have maybe plans, you wanted to retire, this and this and that, and then get you that house there. And all of a sudden, there's this big interference. What might be a blessing in disguise? Because an interference can be turned into a blessing when you utilize it as an expansion for your next step. So then it's not really an interruption of your process or progress, but it's actually enriching your life because now you get into new tasks, new skills, new experiences. So it enriches your life, and it looks like an interference. So the interference can be very well a blessing, well, depending on how you're embracing the interference.
We've always got the right answer. I love it. Atana, we're going to have to go to a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to bring in one of our guests. So stay tuned, listeners. We'll be back in just a tick.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Healing. I am your host, Anna, and just off air, we just had Atana saying to us, I am so excited to be back talking to everybody. And it's true. I think Atana really is excited, and that's what makes this show so special, is that everybody loves doing it, and I think that comes through. So we have got with us today a couple of guests, Carol and Sema, and we have them regularly on the program, which is lovely. And I wanted to say hello to both of them, but first of all, I'm just going to quickly say hello to you, Sema. How are you today?
I am amazing. How are you?
Very well, very well. And so we need a little update from you. We need something. Give us a little sneaky little bit of what you've been doing over the last little bit.
Okay, well, I just wanted to say thank you to the universe that our beautiful producer Don and his family are safe. I just wanted to say thank you to the universe for my beautiful radio family. I've missed you very much. I know that our work is really important, and it goes out so far. It touches so many people. And we need more of this. So if you're being called to do this type of work, please get involved. Please start doing the work. We need you now. And just say yes, yes, yes. That is the word of the year. When you say the word yes, it activates and reignites the codons of your genetic material. Put your freaking hands up in the air and say yes. Yes, yes, I am ready. If you're ready to make changes, make changes. If you're ready to move forward, move forward. No more excuses. No more feeling sorry for yourself. No more living in the past. There is no past. There's only now. You can change anything. You can do anything. And we are going to make sure that you do those things and keep tuning in because we're going to help you succeed in all of those areas.
Oh, that is great.
It is great.
So
you're welcome.
It's great.
Yes.
Because we need the whole planet needs more love. The whole planet needs more healing. So we need as many people to tune into this as possible. So just in the topic of interference, I'm fascinated to understand from you, you know, are you experiencing this with your clients or do you experience it in yourself and how do you deal with it?
Okay, I'm going to give you an example of interference in a negative way, trying to tear me down, to stress me out, to make me believe that I can't do this, that I'm less than, that I'm not worthy of having a successful life, okay? So I take my son, my youngest son, to the playground, and I'm sitting there working on healing the grid, healing the planet. I don't get to do this a lot anymore because I'm so busy, and it was nice to sit at the park and work with the grid. And I'm sitting there, and I feel so peaceful. My favorite trees are looking at me, and I know that sounds weird, but I have favorite trees that I hug, and we are best buddies, and I'm feeling beautiful. And then all of a sudden, I hear my son yelling for me. And there is a group of older boys literally pushing him down on the ground at the playground, okay? And for a mother to see their child being bullied for the first time is, A, quite a unique experience to be able to see that with your own eyes, because we've talked about my own experience with bullying, right, and how helpless I felt all those years, and how Atana's guidance and help and love has helped me grow and move past that. But it's just so interesting that a mother got to see this. And so I run, I mean, faster than the wind, over to see what's happening and ask him if he's okay. And he stands up, and he puffs his chest out, and he said, "I'm okay, Mom." And I said, "Okay, son." I said, "Do you want to go home?" And he said, "No." And so I walked back down to my little swing that I was sitting on, and I'm relaxing again. I'm trying to relax again. And I hear him call out for me again. And so I run over, and they're doing it again. And the mothers of these children are watching this happen too. And so I am trying. I mean, the old saber 10 years ago, before Tana's method, probably would be in jail right now for punching these ladies out. Like, seriously, like, there probably would have been police called. But I just went over to Gabriel. I said, "Son, it's time for us to show them that we love ourselves too much, and we're going to go home." And he looked at me, and he said, "Mommy, I love myself. I want to go home too." And so we got in the car, and my son is so, he's shaken up. You know, and he's tough. He's a tough little guy. And I am trying not to put all of my shit that has happened to me in my life on him, right? And I'm trying to support him and watch him go through this, but also let him know that he can do whatever he wants with this, right? And when we get home, my son says, "Mom, can you please get the boxing gloves out?" I said, "Sure." And so I get the little pads on, and he just starts wailing on the pads, right? And he's saying out loud, "I am not going to let anyone bully me ever again." And he kept saying it over and over again. This is a five-year-old child, okay? And then, so after he's done wailing on the boxing gloves and the boxing bag, I say, "All right, let's have some dinner." So I go to make dinner, and I hear this rock and roll music in the other room. And I'm like, okay, somebody is wanting to listen to Whitesnake or whatever the hell it was, right? And so, or Bon Jovi. And I walk in there, and Gabriel, he is like running around, dancing and laughing and spinning around and jumping up and down like nothing ever happened to him. And that moment, yes, in that moment, and I took a video of it. I'll send it to you guys because I want everyone to see this. In that moment, I knew that through my children's trials, he healed me. Through my trials, I healed him. And we're at a moment in history. It's been 2,222 years in the making that we are revisiting what was taken from us. We are bringing it back in. We are healing it, and we're moving forward. And if you want to see it that way, it's there for you. If you don't, That's a damn shame. So please listen to what your children are saying. Listen to what your elders are saying. Listen to what even just the lady at the grocery store is telling you. God and the goddesses are trying to give you messages to tell you that you are not going to be bullied anymore. You have every right to be happy and healthy and successful and be the amazing person and being that God created you to be. And if you want to step into that, it is there for you right now. And the cycle is complete, and you can have a wonderful, beautiful life. It doesn't mean it's going to be perfect, because Earth is not that kind of a place. But if you want to have a place where you can achieve your highest dreams and be who you are destined to be, it is available now. And I'm rooting for you, because if I can do it, you can do it. Because I was a hot mess 10 years ago, and I am so proud, damn proud, of the person that I am today. And I could be doing 10,000 other things, but I'm here talking to you because I don't want you to miss out on this. I don't want you to suffer anymore. We don't want you to suffer anymore, because we love you, and I love you.
Thank you, Saba. That is such a great story, because I know you really suffered as a child having that experience. So to be able to witness your son be able to stand strong and get back up and have that experience must be incredibly powerful for you. And thank you for sharing that with us. It's an intimate experience for you. Atana, just quickly on what Saba was saying, this experience of reaching a new paradigm where, like, you know, when Saba was a young woman, bullying was just almost like a standard function of childhood. These experiences now that are happening, is this just coincidence, or what is unveiling in the world at this point?
Well, it is also something that you want to consider. Saba is a healer. Her son is an extremely empathic healer, too. And see like this, when we are confronted with dysfunction from other people, they cannot hold it in. That's really just a cry for help, because they are expressing something that they have to work out. Either, like, if you look at the example with the playground, the mothers are standing there, basically in their own bitterness, not even realizing what's happening there, or not even feeling that it's necessary to come in. In order to create a healthy balance or a compassionate balance, shows you how much rage and anger or passive-aggressive energies are probably piled up in that person themselves, and it's so toxic and so so dysfunctional that the toxicity has to be just kind of being released. And if you look at where anger and rage lies, it lies in the gallbladder and liver. And these are very powerful organs. And sometimes the system just has to release it in a way that can be consciously done, where you realize what the source for the aggravation is. And if you don't get to the source of the aggravation, you're aggravating somebody else, you know, like an aggravated assault or so. And so that's something where you want to go also into. Some of it is really the psychological part, but also the tools are really lying more in the spiritual, in the emotional aspect, really like the compassion for yourself, like Saba said, and going into your compassion and then saying, look, we love ourselves too much to be in this toxic environment right now. If we're gone, they're probably going to beat up on each other. You know, and then
they
find something else. But at the same time, that toxicity is being transferred and transferred until it's being transmuted. And as a healer, often our job, and a lot of healers, they start in a family where they actually start transmuting the toxicity of the family, because the family members are not really dealing with their stuff. So, and then they're projecting it, and usually out of compassion, then one family member takes it on to be the transmuter of that energy, and then they start transmuting, and that really enables them later to be a powerful transmuter, because they're doing it anyway in their profession. But then also you learn healthy boundaries, You learn how to expand your light. And a lot of it is also sometimes we really have to toughen up. Sometimes we really just kind of have to know these are forces out there, and you're confronted with these forces. How do you have to prepare yourself just in case you're dealing with these forces? And you have to be prepared so that when you encounter these forces, that you are already prepared and harmonize or balance your own healthy environment, and you superimpose that healthy environment into that dysfunctional, toxic environment so that the environment and the people have the chance to really realize and start the healing process.
Wow. Okay. We're going to come back and talk about that a little bit more after a quick commercial break. So stay with us. Great topic. Okay. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Let's Talk Healing. I am your host, Anna, and today we have been discussing interference in the healing process, or really even anything about reaching your full potential or a goal, and how the Atana method can help heal that. For those of you that want to find Atana's work, it is very, very simple, because Atana makes himself very available to everybody and anybody. You can go onto his website, you can look at his Instagram, his Facebook. He's got a great YouTube channel where you can get healing sessions for free that he uploads there. And he has a crystal store. On his website, you can find links to his music that you've actually been listening to in some of the ad breaks. He is everywhere, so it's atanamethod.com or just Google Atana, and you'll be able to find his work. So I'd also like today to have a chat to our other guest here, Carol, who is an Atana Method practitioner. She has worked with Atana for how many years now, Carol?
I met Atana 11 years ago.
That's a long time. So
yeah,
11 years.
She's put up with me for 11 years.
So a long time, and I think, Carol, I've said this so many times, what I love about having you on the show is that you make everything so simple, and some of these topics are quite complex, especially if you're new to healing. Understanding some of these aspects can be overwhelming for somebody that doesn't quite get it yet. So I love having your input, because you make it simple. So this topic of interference, which is poignant, I think, for many people at the moment, could you just express to us a little bit about how you see it and how you work with it?
Well, we talk a lot about the blueprint, our blueprint that we come in with, and changing the blueprint. And maybe a good way to look at that, to simplify it, or to put it into practicality of the daily life, I have found when I look at my own interferences that it's if you look at the family patterns, often that's like where you see what you've brought in to work on. And as I reflect upon that, so recently I've had several things that have happened in my life that I have wanted to, you know, like to blame others, like blame family members or blame other people, you know, in my life. Like, well, if the reason that I acted this way is because this was happening, right? This activity happened, or this was said to me, and things like that. And when it first happens, like when an interference first happens and you feel like you've been blocked, you know, like a body slam or something like that, you kind of step back and you kind of are reeling back from that, going, whoa, what just happened? And in the reflection of that, for me, it's like, and with the help of Atana and his wisdom in the Atana method, I can start to see the patterns that I'm wanting to change, and that's what I'm bumping up against. When I think that it's this family member, it's really what I'm working out with that family member. It's how I'm responding. It's how am I behaving as an energy healer? Am I behaving as an adult, or am I behaving like a wounded 7-year-old? You know, so it's like, so as a practitioner, that's where I can work with my clients who are maybe looking at being stuck. You know, I want prosperity and it's not coming. I'm stuck here and there. And we start to look for what are they not seeing in their life that is the block. And so sometimes it's something like I had somebody I was talking with recently. He's looking forward at his prosperity, and he was feeling stuck in his prosperity. And as we talked about what was going on in his life, really the root of his interference with his prosperity was some shame and guilt that he had over an action that he took about 3 years in the past. But he wasn't looking in the past, right? He was like, why is this interference here? And so it's about finding the blind spots. And sometimes it takes another person looking through your lens with you to see the blind spots.
I cannot agree more. I actually find that experience, to have that other person to be able to assist you, whether it be a healer, or even just an amazing friend sometimes can help you see a different blind spot. But I actually think it's vital, Carol. So, yeah, I agree. I completely agree with you. So once you see that with your clients, you then become that trusted partner, because these are very private and very personal things. So was that client then able to move through that and work on that with you?
Yes. So that's where we utilize the tools of the Atana method, where we use the energy work and the sacred inner dialogue to get to the, we had to kind of work through that to get to that, the underlying shame of the action, right? And once that's visualized, because he couldn't see it, it was a blind spot. Once he saw that that was there, then it can be transmuted and transformed. And so then that will then free up that piece of interference for his prosperity.
So what you're basically saying is that takes up space in a person and interferes. So when you remove that, you then got space to put something good back in, which is his prosperity.
Yes. Or you can look at it like, you know how you have like a train track and they have like the switchers on the trains, and the train's going down one way, or you can switch it and it'll go off on another side track?
Yeah.
Sometimes I see it like that, like in my own experience, when confronted with the pattern that I needed to change. So say the family member would come up to me and give me all the appropriate triggers that would pull the switch on my track. And instead of going in the direction that I wanted to go, I would just go off on that side track. And I would find myself feeling all the helplessness and powerlessness of a wounded little child. But I was just like spinning on the inside track of that sidetrack. So once that pattern was revealed, this is the interference, this trigger makes me jump back into the childhood. So then the next time that the trigger happens, now that I see it, now that it's not a blind spot anymore, it's like, oh, okay, when that happens, I don't let the switch sweep. And I stay on my track.
But that takes work, right? So it really takes work. It's not something that you can just go, oh, look, there's that switch. And you
You've got to work it. It's not easy. Yeah, it takes work because it's scary sometimes. Because, like, when there's a part of you that's been a wounded little child for so long, or an angry person for so long, or a helpless person, you know, it's like, those feelings, those emotions, when we pack them away, they've been in there for a lifetime. And they, when they're triggered and get to come out, it's like, oh, hello, friend. Oh, I remember you. Yeah, I'll hang out with you for a while, you know. And so it can be a challenge to say, oh, man, okay, I got to grow up. And I don't get to be there anymore, you know. And so, yeah, it takes work. But it can happen. It can happen, and we have the tools. Atana has given us all the tools we need to make it happen effortlessly, really. Even though it sounds like work, once you see it, that's the main thing. Just work till you see it, and then once you see it, it can happen.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Carol. That was a really good insight and something that I'm going to be using today with myself. So we're just going to go to a quick commercial break, and then we're coming back to talk a little bit more on this topic of interference. So stay tuned. Welcome back, listeners. We have been talking about interference, and we're going to continue on that topic. First of all, though, I just want to talk a little bit about Atana's crystal store. Atana, you've got two new meditations that you're doing on Monday and which other day is it?
Tuesday and also Friday. Friday, the meditation is in Berry Hill at 7 p.m. Then Monday and Tuesdays, and if you jump onto Instagram, Nashua Crystal Store, on Instagram or Nashua Crystal Store East, you're going to also find the meditation are being put out either the day before or a week before. And it's so nice. We have this big rose quartz there. The light is dimmed, and we're sitting around a big rose quartz, almost like a bonfire, the heart bonfire. And it's so beautiful. We're supporting the area there to heal ourselves, and you know, it goes deeper into the earth and the planet, and the whole city is benefiting from it as well.
Very good. Okay, so you just jump online and have a look at that.
Yeah.
So just in terms of preparing for the new year, I guess we all have our new year's resolutions, or some people don't, some people don't believe in them, but preparing and having an intention for what you're wanting to create, what you want
yes.
to achieve.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about getting that right so it gives you the best possible chance of actually doing what you want. And then I'd like to talk a little bit about some of the interferences that might happen for people not to be able to achieve that. Can you talk to
me? Yes. That's a very good, insight. And also now that we're talking about this, and every time around this, the same time of this year, we have, of course, the solstice coming up, December 21, 22, or 23rd, depending on what year we're experiencing it. And it's one of the darkest nights, darkest days or nights of the year. But also the next day, or tomorrow is the solstice, really. After that solstice event is happening in the winter solstice, it's so much fun to see how the light returns, you know, and how we're adjusting more to spring and change. And then, of course, preparing for the next year, very important is what are our expectations? What is it that we want to improve? How much more do we want to be present? How much more do we want to live our purpose, our happiness, our health, our prosperity, our well-being? And also, what I like is now when it turns into December 31st or 30 and then into 1, the 1st of January, it's also nice to look at the Chinese horoscope and see when there's the Chinese New Year. And then also go with, because I celebrate twice a year New Year, really. I go into, when there's the 1st of January, and then, of course, when there's the Chinese New Year. You know, we don't want to leave any celebrations out.
I love the fact that you want to celebrate everything. I think we need a little bit more of this. We need to do more celebration. I'm all up for that too. Can't we find a few more? A few more New Year's we can also tap on and celebrate.
Yeah, well, it's nice when you go into the Chinese calendar and the Chinese horoscope and look up what is your Chinese sign, and also this last year or this year is still the year of the dog, and the next year is going to be the year of the pig. You know, the little piggies, where they're harmless and not as volatile as the dogs that can bite. But, you know, except if you probably get across a boar or something in a wild forest. But it's a farm animal kind of energy that serves and supports us. And it's beautiful to see these qualities of this amazing being supporting and being able to transmute everything. It can feed of so many things. And these are all qualities that we want to embrace and realize how much more do we have in our lives available that we can utilize, that we are not really fully utilizing. And same with consciousness, same with our faculties, same with our minds. We have so many, even just if you look into our closets, what we have for clothes, you know, is there like maybe we need to clear out stuff. This is the time to clear out anything that doesn't serve any longer, and complete the tasks that you had in mind. Clear out your mailbox, your emails. Clear out the text messages that you no longer need. Clear out any computer clutter, any real clutter, anything that resembles clutter, and start even moving things around. Have 20, 27, 30 things moved before the new year. Realize apply yourself and prepare yourself for this new year that's coming up, because this is a magnificent year that's going to happen.
I agree. It's going to be a magnificent year, and I'm so excited that we get the opportunity to talk on this radio program every week, because it's so supportive and helps me hugely just to have you here every week discussing these topics. So I can only imagine how it's going to be helping so many other people. So, Atana, just in terms of, I just want to sort of finish this off. Once people have cleared out the clutter, have made their intentions, is just simply doing an Atana method for daily practice enough to help shift those interferences that come up?
Absolutely. We can start with the prosperity healing mantras. Even just doing the sacred inner dialogue and have one script that you run throughout the day will lessen the interference. But here's the thing. We are infinite beings. We are unlimited energy beings. So there's always going to be some interference. The interference is not the problem. The problem is us not wanting to apply ourselves to this life. That's the real problem. If we feel like, oh, it's such a hurtful place, I don't want to be here. That's the problem, because we have to bring our infinite into this finite space so that we can ultimately remember and remind ourselves and all of us that we are not limited beings, so we don't really have to suppress each other. We can actually love each other. We can support each other. We can support each other's creative purpose expressions and support each other to be the best that we can be instead of trying to take from each other and thinking it's not enough. When there's more and plenty that's available, we have to think in that realm and start really serving ourselves and the planet in the best way possible.
Yes, please. Anyway, we're going to, unfortunately, because I could just stay on the phone and talk to you all day, but we're going to have to draw this to a close. And I'd love for Saber and Carol just to say farewell to our listeners. It's the last session before Christmas. And wish them the best for a new year. So, Carol and Saber, I'm opening the lines back up to you two.
Go ahead, Carol. Oh, I'm sorry, Anna went a little fuzzy, but I wish everyone a happy end of the year and stay on track. Don't let the interferences get you down.
Thank you, Carol. Saber, we're coming to you, lady.
Okay, so speaking of our Chinese calendar, I love Chinese food, and I had a fortune cookie the other day, and it said that it said, failure is feedback, and feedback is the breakfast of champions. And so let's all be champions together and eat Chinese food.
Thank you, Saber. Very, very nice. And Atana, I'm going to just let it be for you to take it out.
Oh, well, I'm so happy, first of all, that we are back on track. I'm so happy that Dawn, Saber, Carol, and wonderful, most magnificent Anna from Australia is here supporting us. Mm-hmm. We are grateful that you are listening to the show. Know that you're not alone. You have so much support. You have so many wonderful healers here. You have so many opportunities and options that will unfold because you're tuning into the right frequency. Stay focused. Know that everything is going to work out. Keep your faith, keep your trust, and keep moving forward. You're going to make this happen. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you, listeners. Thank you, Dawn. Thank you, everybody, for listening in. And we will be back after Christmas to speak with you again.